3 daily habits that have contributed to my success. Brushing my teeth, shaving, and using deodorant would be 3. I don't mention hair, it stays the same day and night. Let's see, 3 daily habits. Certainly prayer. Prayer provides a daily perspective on what's important. And, you know, no matter what's going on in your life, it's very interesting. No matter what kind of crisis is going on at work, or in this case, in politics, or whatever your life's endeavor, you get down on your knees, what do you talk about first? Your family. That's what always comes back as most important. And you think about the missionaries and the prophet and the people in the world that are suffering. Those are things that come to mind. It all comes into focus with prayer. Second habit, I like to read before I go to bed. Whether that's something silly to take my mind off the day or something meaningful and powerful or scriptures, it depends on the day. And perhaps the most important habit I have is making sure that when I'm home, I spend my time with Ann. We're together all the time. We're inseparable unless we're forced to be apart by some event. And just being able to share my day with my wife and getting her perspective is the most valuable part of my day.
Thank you. What one thing would you like to see the average citizen do more of that would promote the protection of individual rights?
What things could we do to promote individual rights? Again, the answer to this is not some grand and grandiose thing that you could do that somehow would change the course of American history or our respect for the Constitution and our constitutional rights. It's instead being involved by voting, by looking at different candidates and becoming aware of candidates that are speaking on topics of interest and supporting the ones that really speak on the issues you care about, perhaps volunteering for their campaigns. Maybe you run for office yourself. I don't think that's necessarily the right course for everybody. And maybe for some. My dad said to me, don't get involved in politics until your kids are raised. He felt that being too involved politically could turn their head. And so I waited until my career was much further along before we ever got involved in politics as an elected official. But I was involved earlier on supporting candidates and helping people I thought would make a difference. And then, as I said earlier, you want to help America? Raise a great family. Be faithful in your church. Work in your job hard. Find things that make your enterprise more successful. Those things build our country. But in terms of protecting religious liberty, which I happen to feel is under assault and will become under increasing assault, the best thing I think we can do is to support individuals, candidates, that speak to issues in the way we think they ought to be addressed.
One final question.
That was one of the questions.
I did that actually. Yeah.
From decades of life experiences that have brought you to this point, what counsel would you give to these students by way of conclusion?
Well, they've heard me drone on, and even have stayed here longer than required. You know, it's funny as you get older how your perspective changes about what's most important in your life. I know you're at a stage in your life when you want to achieve success, as you would define it. And the key phrase that I've just used there is the phrase success, as you define it. How do you define it? If you define success as the promotion, the career level you reach, how much money you have, what kind of car you have, how big your house is, you are bound to be disappointed. Because in life, there is a lot of chance, serendipity. You can be the hardest worker, brightest person in the world, and the enterprise you get involved in goes bankrupt. Or the career path you pursued ends up being overtaken by another type of technology that makes it outmoded. How much money you make in life and where you might end up in terms of prestige and esteem of the world is really, it's partially in your control, but a lot of it is outside of your control because of chance and serendipity. So if you define yourself by those things, by secular things, you're likely to be disappointed. Fortunately, God tells us that's not how to define ourselves. And suggests instead we define ourselves by the relationship we have with God and His Son, Jesus Christ. By the relationship we have with our family. By our ability and relationship to love others as God loves us and to care for others. And all those things, by the way, there is no chance in them at all. It's entirely up to us and God, who's always there with open hands.